What do the National Football Association, National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, the NCAA, Major League Soccer, and NASCAR all have in common? Well, other than Americans usually heading to that to decompress or just waste away, well, they're all pushing for gun control. So as you settle down, some of you, to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow, I want to show you this letter because it should infuriate you. And this is brought to us by our friends at Gun Owners of America, who were able to uncover this letter. And it says, "Dear Majority Leader Schumer, Speaker Johnson, Minority Leader McConnell, and Minority Leader Jeffries, we want to express our strong support for reauthorization of the Undetectable Firearms Act, the UFA, which is set to expire on February 2nd. That is when it was originally set to expire. You can see the letter was dated January 18th, and Congress has kicked that down the road, as they have with the shutdown of the government until March 8th. They're both set to happen at the same time. GOA has launched an onslaught of pressure to the Republicans and maybe one or two Democrats who might be pro-gun to let the Undetectable Firearms Act expire, because it is absolutely useless and it will be bastardized by Joe Biden, who is a well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Yeah. You know he'll bastardize it and have it used against us somehow with his ATF and Steven Dettelbach. So if you want to have this expire, get a hold of your Congress members and tell them the UFA has got to die. Back to the letter. The UFA has helped keep Americans safe in public spaces that utilize metal detection to prevent the admittance of firearms, including at the thousands of events that our organizations host each year, except for the Chicago White Sox, who let people with guns in and they shoot people in the bleachers. The safety of the millions of fans, participants, and other personnel who attend our events is our top priority. Our organizations work in close coordination with federal, state, and local law enforcement and rely on advanced security procedures, including metal detector screening, to ensure the safety of our events. Allowing the UFA to sunset would hinder our ability to prevent firearms from entering stadiums and arenas and reduce the fan safety measures in place at our events. Both parties in Congress have long recognized the importance and effectiveness of the UFA, as the law has been reauthorized on a bipartisan basis three times in its 35-year existence. We urge you to reauthorize this critical law so that our organizations can continue to keep our fans safe. Thank you for your attention to this important matter." Signed by the Chief Security Officer of the NFL, Chief Security Officer of the NBA, the VP of Security and Baseball Operations of Major League Baseball, the Senior Vice President of Safety and Security for Major League Soccer, the Chief Security Officer of the NHL, the Senior Vice President of Basketball at NCAA, and the Managing Director of Security for NASCAR. Guys, this is hogwash. You know what? For those, I understand, like, sports is a huge business. Like, these people get paid a tremendous amount to, you know, throw a ball, hit a ball, dunk a ball, hit a puck, stop a puck, drive a car. I get it. And they are very, very well at what they do. But the organizations that make the most money from those individual athletes should mind their damn business, know their role, and shut their mouth. Yeah, I used to watch wrestling. It's the Constitution supersedes baseball and football and hockey and basketball and college and NASCAR and soccer. And if you don't like it, in the words of many great Americans, tough shit. Guys, 2024, I've been saying it since the beginning of the year, is different. This year's about solidarity for us in the two-way community. We can absolutely stop everything that's happening if we just pull together and get involved. You know, we like to sit back and think everybody else will do it for us. That hasn't worked, so we need to change things. I hope that this angers you a little bit and that you will tell others about this letter. And I'll have a link to GOA's posting of the letter down below for your perusal, and so you can share it with people who wouldn't believe that, you know, my NBA wouldn't tell Biden and Congress that the Constitution's a bad thing. Oh no, baseball wouldn't do that. Hockey and NASCAR. Well, hockey definitely was the last of the Mohicans to say, you know, to use a term, but you know, they were the ones who held off the longest. But apparently, they've bent the knee to the anti-gun dollars. Unfortunately, guys, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun. It's your right. Be your first responder. There's nothing in our Constitution. There's nothing about being born that says you have to die because your government doesn't value you. I'll see you in the next one. Subscribe down below for more hard-hitting facts about the Second Amendment. Take care.